Welcome to the Nourishing Podcast with your hosts, Melanie Angelis from The Grecian Garden and Emily Morgan from Nourishing Mama. All information shared on this podcast relating to specific conditions, healthcare, preventative care, and healthy lifestyles is presented for general educational purposes only. Melanie woke up with a little laryngitis today, so I'm going to be doing most of the speaking. And today we're going to be speaking with Tara Perillo. She is a certified herbalist, homeopath, and yoga instructor. Tara is the author of the successful blog PaleoCajunLady.com, and she develops paleo autoimmune recipes, often with a Cajun twist. Welcome, Tara. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you. So happy to be with you guys.
Well, it's an honor to have you on our show. Tell me a little bit about your health journey and how you stumbled upon the paleo diet.
Actually, at the end of 2013, I was diagnosed with lupus after, I would say, probably about 2 years of suffering.
Wow.
And trying to get a diagnosis. And finally, I did get, you know, the proper diagnosis. And about a month or so later, I also was diagnosed with psoriasis. And this was basically my second and third autoimmune disorder. So I had been diagnosed with vitiligo in the 1970s, maybe?
Wow.
But yeah, that was a long time ago. So it became multiple immunity syndrome. And the possibility for me getting even more is very high. So I started looking at, you know, I've done natural health care. I've actually studied many of the modalities, including, obviously, herbalism and homeopathy. So I knew I didn't want to go with the medication route that my doctor was pushing me towards. So I figured there's something else. There's something else I can do. So my first thoughts were to go gluten-free, mm-hmm. which I did. And even though I found a little success with it, it really wasn't enough of a change, especially with so many of the problems that I had with digestion. I had, at the time, a stomach ulcer. I have a stomach hernia. I had pockets of inflammation throughout my colon and small and large intestine. So the gluten-free only was just not enough. So then I started researching. I heard about the paleo diet. And I said, well, I could always give it a try. You know, it sounds really great. So let's give it a go. And I started with the 21-day sugar detox by Diane Sanfilippo.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that in January of 2014. And after completing that, I noticed a really big difference. It seemed like it was working towards helping me heal like nothing I had ever tried before.
Right.
So then in, March, I found Sarah Ballantyne's book, The Paleo Approach. And it was all about paleo for autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
So I read through it in like one weekend, which if anyone's seen it, they know it's a really big book, but I was just so engrossed by it that I figured, you know, I would just read through the whole thing and start immediately on Monday. And that's what I did.
Wow.
And yeah, it was amazing. The difference following it, it was like night and day, basically. I was able to heal my gut completely and healed my ulcer. The pockets of inflammation were gone within, I would say, about 2 months.
Wow, just by following that protocol? Now tell me, if you can, specifically, what is the paleo autoimmune protocol? And I know you've talked about, you know, the things that it helped for you. What other issues or conditions can it help as well?
Okay, sure. It's basically a healing protocol designed for people with autoimmune disease and disorders that are related in nature to autoimmune. So those are things such as diabetes, fibromyalgia, endometriosis, and even cancer.
Okay.
Having an autoimmune disease does make you more likely to develop cancer. So, you know, it's just kind of a lead-in, you know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And so this protocol can help so that doesn't happen, basically.
Is it grain-free like we hear? Can you give us a specific type of, you know, I know a lot of our listeners might not know what paleo is. Can you give us kind of a short rundown of what paleo is?
Sure. Paleo is basically getting rid of, of processed foods, grains, eating foods close to their natural source. So you're eating, you know, high-quality meat, things mm-hmm. like grass-fed meat.
Yep.
Sustainable seafood, lots of veggies. I think it was coined by Stacy Todd of Paleo Parents, where she says we eat more vegetables than a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And that's so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. But yeah, you're eating nice, good quality fat. Things like animal fat, mm-hmm. coconut oil, olive oil, obviously. So that's what you're making your diet up of. It's all just sustainably sourced meats, fishes. I'm not sure that's a word. Fish and vegetables and wholesome fat.
Fantastic. So. Now, I know that you've got some Cajun roots, and tell us how your grandparents influenced you to live the sustainable lifestyle and about those Cajun roots.
Sure. Basically, I grew up Cajun. I grew up on the bayou of Louisiana, and my grandfather was a shrimper, and he would go out, get seafood, bring it home to the family, and mainly that's what we had a diet of. It was a lot of seafood, but it was really good. And also my grandmother, she tended a garden, her own garden, which was actually pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
And chickens. We raised chickens. So what the Cajun lifestyle is about, it's very family-based. So with other members of our family, we would trade. So we would trade seafood, we would trade eggs, food from my grandmother's garden for other foods that we weren't, you know, big on having around, like hunting, you know, we weren't mm-hmm. big hunters. So our neighbor across the street, he was a big hunter, so he would bring us deer meat and we would trade it for the seafood. So it's all about living sustainably. It's living off the earth and also the sea. So most of my childhood was spent that way, you know, and that's what you learn. And my grandmother used do-it-yourself remedies, you know, and also, holistic garden pest control.
Yeah.
And, you know, she used to get my uncle grew grapes, and he would make wine. And every time she'd get it, she would never drink it. So finally I asked her, why don't you drink the wine? And she says, because she uses pesticides.
Huh. Wow.
So, yeah. So I just grew up that way, where we tried to do things, more naturally, grow your own food,
mm-hmm.
get your own food. And if you can't do it yourself, then trade for the food that you
I love it. That's where I'd like to get back to, and where a lot of people need to get back to, is bartering and trading and figuring out and knowing where your food comes from. That's kind of the basis of everything in life. If you don't know who made your food or where your food comes from, then I wouldn't put it in your mouth.
Absolutely.
So have herbs and homeopathics or yoga helped you in your healing journey at all?
You know, they really have. When I first went on the autoimmune protocol, I did stop taking all of my herbs and, you know, fungus-based treatments such as, you know, like reishi mushroom and so forth. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that some of those things can boost your immune system, and since mine was already kind of overstimulated, I didn't want to, you know, add something to it, basically. So I went off of them and have recently gone back to some of them.
Okay.
You know, this is why it's so important, I think, for your listeners to understand that you should seek out a professional, you know, someone who does this for a living.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it's too easy to stimulate an overstimulated autoimmune system.
Right.
So to do this on your own and just, you know, go willy-nilly, I read it on the internet and I'm going to go buy these herbs, can sometimes be more dangerous to you than what you, you know, realize. Some of these herbs are very potent, and, you know, if they're doing the wrong thing for your particular system, then you're really not going to see any benefit from them. You're just going to be hurt by them, actually.
I think that's a great point.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important, I think, for people to understand because, you know, there is so much misinformation out there. And, you know, you read it online and then you go to the store and you buy, like, ashwagandha. And then you may find out later, or you may not be getting better, and you're wondering why. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. That actually stimulates, you know, the immune system.
Right.
So what you're doing is you're just adding to the problem. So I did go off of all of my herbs at the time and just continued on with the, you know, vitamins, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And yoga. I kept up with my yoga practice because stress management is also a big part of the autoimmune protocol. It's not just about diet. It's all about lifestyle changes that are going to be beneficial to healing your autoimmune disease. So yoga for me is a great stress relief. So I have continued my practice with that. But, you know, going back to the herbs, I started again with a few of them. There's some that I was able to discover through doing the elimination phase of the autoimmune protocol that were, you know, not beneficial to me anymore. So I don't take those anymore. I haven't added those back in. But things like, you know, reishi mushrooms, I've added those back in because they actually have helped with some of my symptoms. You know, especially with the, for some reason, like joint pain.
Right.
It, you know, it has helped with that.
Right.
So it's a balance, and if you can work with a healthcare provider that can give you the proper information and really work with you specifically, then, you know, that's what I'd have to suggest, because doing it on your own is just really difficult.
Yeah, you definitely need a little support from someone who's knowledgeable in that area, not just go out and buy all the herbs that they say to buy and can really mess up your system. So that's a really good point. Thank you for bringing that up. So let's talk a little bit more about the autoimmune protocol, the paleo autoimmune protocol.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of books out there, and I know you mentioned a few of them. Are those your favorites, or do you have some other favorites you can suggest?
Sure. Of course, the paleo approach is my number one choice because I really do honestly attribute it with saving my life. You know, I found it at just the right time, and the changes have been remarkable. So that I have to suggest one on the top.
Yeah.
And then the Walls Protocol by Dr. Terry Walls is also an excellent book. She actually originated the autoimmune protocol.
Okay.
Yeah. So and Sarah Valentine has kind of structured it and made it easy for us to understand the science behind it. So that book is another one of my big favorites. If you're doing the autoimmune protocol, I will give like one warning. Reintroducing foods is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to want to do it properly. So once you finish the elimination part of it, I would say there's a great book by Eileen Layard from Phoenix Helix, and it's called Reintroducing Foods on the Autoimmune Protocol. Very easy to follow, very easy to read, but it will give you the steps you need to add foods back into your diet. And that's another big thing. The elimination phase of the autoimmune protocol is not forever. So you are going to want to reintroduce some of the foods that you gave up originally back into your diet. And then there's some great cookbooks out there. There's a lot of those that I like right now. There's something like, you know, so many people are coming out with them right now.
Right.
And the Autoimmune Paleo Cookbook by Mickey Trescott, big favorite.
Okay.
The Alternative Autoimmune Cookbook by Angie Alt, wonderful. He Won't Know It's Paleo Cookbook by Brianna Emmett. And Nourish the Paleo Healing Cookbook by Rachel Bryant will all give you wonderful recipes that you can make. Some of them, you know, they're pretty easy to follow, I think. You know, but they'll give you ideas on different foods that you can eat, and you see that you're not just eating a plain, you know, chicken breast with just, you know, whatever, lettuce.
Yeah, yeah, broccoli and chicken breast is the standard go-to, yeah. It seems like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's things you can eat, like barbecue pork ribs. I mean, hello? Who doesn't want that?
Exactly. Got to have a little variety in there.
That's right.
So
That's some of my favorite ones.
Those are great suggestions for some cookbooks and some reading books for our listeners. Now, for breakfast, on the Paleo Autoimmune Protocol can be a little challenging. So what kind of suggestions do you have for any of our listeners for breakfast foods?
Well, my first one, excuse me, but I'm going to do a plug, is the 85 Amazing AIP Breakfast eBook. And it's all breakfast, 85 of them, okay?
Okay.
And it was put together by Eileen Layard, but it's all of us in the AIP community who came together with different recipes. And there's things for pancakes and soups and stews and drinks and even a coffee replacement. So I would suggest that first. And you can find that on my blog. There's a little, you know, clickable link to it. And also, I'm just going to tell people, think outside of the box for breakfast. Think about healing soups. Think about stews. Think about your leftover dinner.
Yes.
You know, it's like you're not eating eggs, obviously, you know, so people tend to think, well, what do I eat if I can't eat eggs? There's lots of things you can eat, you know, and there's different ways to make even, you know, no-grain oatmeal, you know. So, I mean, there's lots of options. You just have to kind of look for them and make your own. So you just, that was my phone. You just kind of make your own, and soups to it just really gets my day started right.
Yeah, that whatever works for you, for your body, sounds good to me. So where can people learn more about you? Give us your websites and your blogs again. And then do you have anything new coming up that you want to share with us?
Okay. Anyone can find me on my blog, obviously, paleocajunlady.com. And also, go ahead and please connect with me on social media. I will be honest, I am terrible at Twitter. But if you find me on Instagram, you will get your ear talked off. Because I'm very active on Instagram, and that is my favorite. So I would say find me there for sure. And I do have some surprising things coming out. I have a surprise coming out next month, and I'll be rolling it out with the help of Sarah Valentine, the Paleo Mom. So I will have to let you... That's all I can say about it.
All right. We'll look forward to the surprise then. We will look forward to that.
I'll have it everywhere. When it's time to make the announcement, I will put it everywhere. So you will definitely know about it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking with us, Tara. And I encourage everyone to check out Tara's website, paleocajunlady.com, as well as find her on Instagram at paleocajunlady. If you have any questions...
Thanks.
Please email us at thenourishingpodcast@gmail.com or check out our respective websites, thegreciangarden.com and nourishingmama.blogspot.com. This is Melanie and Emily wanting you all to live a nourished life.